The iconoclastic penultimate question. What gas do most scientists believe causes temperatures in the atmosphere to rise? Is it carbon dioxide, hydrogen, helium, or radon, or Big Fat?
Carbon dioxide.
Carbon dioxide is correct. Oh, poor Big Fat.
Although I thought it had something to do with methane, because they said if cows fart too much, that it can cause that as well.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, poor Big Fatty.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1402 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday, the 11th of June, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Show y'all. We're going to tell you about State of the Station and the Big Apple Conference. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, snackers! Big Fatty, we know what it means! Hi, everyone! I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, of course, you are snackers today because y'all, they had on Monday. They had the big Worldwide Developers Conference out there in the California. Hey, but y'all, if we're going to talk about Apple products, y'all, we're going to have to play some appropriate music. Big Fatty, a bumper. I'll call the Faye driver so he's ready. Now, y'all, I was not able to watch the Worldwide Developers Conference out there in the Bay Area. So nice they named it twice. But y'all, I did watch the videotape of it, and it reminded me of the old days at Macworld when they would have the big reveal of things and all like that. But, that is a hamburger steak and a garden salad. But anyway, there are lots of big things coming out. They're coming out with the newest version of operating system for the Apple Snack computer. It's called Sea Lion. Big Freddy, it is not. That was a joke. Oh, it's called the front. I don't know what it's called. Big Freddy. And then they're going to come out with iOS 7 for your cellular telephonic devices. And y'all, they've got brand new computers also. They're doing the MacBook Air, but y'all, the big fancy, and they've got a brand new what do you call that? I'm looking at it right now. It's the base station thing. What is that called? It's airport. Yes, Big Fatty, how silly of you not to know that. They got a new one of those that combines a time capsule and the airport together. And it's some new fancy high fast thing. I don't know what it is. Y'all, they're coming out with a fancy highfalutin Mac Pro. And y'all, these are the kinds of things that are used in the coal mine. Old Vader, I guarantee you he'll have one of them. But y'all, it looks like a cylinder. And it's about, I think they said it was about an eighth of the size of the current Mac Pros, but y'all, it's just fancy smancy, and just all kinds of neat stuff. And y'all, the whole thing, y'all, it ran about 2 hours, you can go over there to applesnack.com, and you can watch the whole kit and caboodle over there. And y'all, they had lots of different people come up on the stage to present. But y'all, it was just lovely. And I have a feeling that there will be some folks that we don't hear from very often. that once they finish their Cheerios, they may be doing illusion.
Is that why you chose this music, Big Fatty?
It is. Yeah, cause see, y'all, let me just say, first of all, I offer a huge apology to Cindy, that flame dame Cindy, from the Satosphere little show, because y'all, last Friday was her celebration of exiting the birth canal, and that Satos 69, he failed miserably by not making Big Fatty aware of this impotent day. So y'all, there'll have to be some punishment. I don't know what it'll be, but maybe I'll just make him watch me eat bacon at one of the breakfasts for Big Fatty at Pride 48. Big Fatty, that's lovely. More for you. But y'all, today, the 11th of June, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for someone whose voice you know, many of you know. Y'all, it is that Taffy Carlisle Huffington. I don't believe there's any relationship to that Kitty Carlisle. However, all those Carlisles, you know, you just, yo, yes, Big Freddy, they're highfalutin. But anyway, y'all, if you see Taffy Carlisle Huffington on the Twitter or the FaceSpace, send her a big ol' happy birthday greeting, and Big Fatty, make sure she's got a big ol' cake! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, now Sunday night we had a State of the Station, and we basically, the most important part of that was we talked about the upcoming live event, the 21 through the 23rd of June, and y'all, that Daniel Biba sent out an e-letter on Sunday night to all the loose shows that had signed up already. Asking them to select a time. The three different blocks. You can do Friday from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. And if people want to go, and these are all Eastern times, if people want to go beyond that, that's fine. We'll work with them on that. Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And again, if people want to go earlier than 11 a.m. or later than midnight, we can do that. And then Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. But those time blocks come up with 25 one-hour slots to fill. And y'all, I don't have a complete list of all the little shows that are gonna be participating, but because some came in late and Adam didn't get a chance to put their artwork up on the Pride 48 website. By the way, there will be another State of the Station this coming Sunday, the 16th. But the ones that I do know about, the Angry Panties, Berg Hardy, the Joe Batant Show, you may know it as Catching Up, Chaotic Ravings with the Chaos Infinitum and Raving Rendell, Chubbs Gone Wild, the Cocktails and Kerfuffles, Ding Da Bell, Dubious Intentions, Greetings from Nowhere, Instant Gratification, It's All About Jeremy, a little show, Life on the Shit List, The Little Aussie Battler, Stick it with a poke, ramble reedy, the satosphere, secretly timid, spankin' be Arthur. That blue jeans guy, and I believe the stinky orangutans were on there as well. So that's basically the important stuff that we went over. But, y'all, we also spent a little bit of time talking on that little show. Nessa and Daniel and I talked a little bit about what first-time folks coming to it, Vegas might expect. Because, y'all, it's a lot of folks have social anxiety and things like that in those situations. So we just kind of shared our individual experiences on that subject, and just kind of gave just a little bit of what to expect, and you know, that kind of thing. Then also, they talked about a game. If you're going to be going to Vegas, there's evidently a slot machine game. You know, like they have those in the casino, but you play it on your computer at home. But, y'all, you win points, and then you can trade your points in for prizes, real prizes, cash money. Not real cash money, but prizes. When you're out there in Vegas, so evidently Gary in Albuquerque, I believe he lives out there in Phoenix. I'm not 100% sure. He's already gotten two or three of his night stays comped because he's playing this game on the Face Space, and he's working on getting a buffet brufkas and or maybe a supper or something, or drinks, and there's all kinds of and shows and all kinds of stuff. So y'all, if you're on the Face Space and you're going to be going to Vegas, I think it's called My Vegas Slots, and you can go on there and earn yourself some points, and then you'll be able to get some prizes or something when you get out there to the Lost Wages. And you know, then we took a couple of questions from the audience. Y'all, there are a couple of people still hadn't heard from that I would expect. Miss Melinda, Miranda, the Faye driver, but you know, he's very busy now. Hadn't heard from who else have I not heard? Oh, that Lurie Warbox and Yokogen and that whole crew, like Undress with an A. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I thought for the remainder of today's little show, in honor of Hat M, you know, I said the Angry Panties were going to be part of the Pride 48. I thought I would read. I thought I'd read to y'all. You know, Paul sent me something about a beer and a colonoscopy. By the way, I want to send out good wishes to that J.C. Marple. You know, that's everybody's favorite rapist. He's down there in the Lakeland, Florida, and y'all, he had hernia surgery. And he said it was hurting like a mofo. Big Fanny. And speaking of hurting like a mofo, y'all, Paul sent me something. It says, beer and colonoscopy. It was my first time visiting Dr. Putz. Big Fanny, Dr. Putz. I wonder if he knows Dr. Stone. Dr. Putz. It was my first time visiting Dr. Putz. For a colonoscopy. I went into his office for my first rectal exam. His new blonde nurse, Evelyn, took me to an examining room. She told me to get undressed, have a seat until the doctor could see me, and she said he would be only a few minutes. Well, after putting on the gown that she gave me, I sat down. While waiting, I observed that there were three items on a stand next to the exam table. A tube of KY jelly, a rubber glove, and a beer. Well, when Dr. Putz finally came in, I said, look, Doc, I'm a little confused. This is my first exam. I know what the KY is for, and I know what the glove is for. But can you tell me what the beer is for? Well, at that, Dr. Putz became noticeably outraged and stormed over to the door. He flung the door open and yelled to his new blonde nurse, A blonde nurse. Damn it, Evelyn, I said butt light.
Big Freddy, that's a good one.
Dr. Putz. Oh, Lord. James, you know, that's Jimmy Bear. It would be nice if Jimmy Bear could come out to Vegas, but he's afraid he's going to spend all the... Oh, y'all, speaking of Vegas, Granny has made his plane reservation. That probably should have been breaking news, but I didn't do it. But y'all, Jimmy Bear was in at the Boston Pride Parade over the weekend, and he took a picture, and he sent it over there to the lodge to that Kim Beaver, and y'all, it's a group of day school students, and it's their Gay Straight Alliance, and y'all, the name of the school is the Beaver Country Day School, and y'all, it's all these children carrying this banner that says Beaver, and then the gay flag and GSA.
Big Freddy, it should say Beaver, BFO.
So, anyway, Jimmy Bear, thank you so much, and I'm so glad you sent that over there to Miss Beaver, because I know she'll work her magic on that and get it up over at the lodge. You know, she's doing some remodeling and all over there, too. y'all, let's see, what else have we got here? Paul sent me something else, and church.
Big Freddy, who was talking about church?
Nobody. In a Detroit church one Sunday morning, a preacher said, anyone with special needs who wants to be prayed over, please come forward to the front of by the altar. Well, with that, it says Leroy, but let's just say it was James Leroy got in line. And when it was his turn, the preacher says, James Leroy, what do you want me to pray about for you? And James Leroy replied, preacher, I need you to pray for help with my hearing. The preacher put one finger in one hand of James Leroy's ear, placed the other in his other hand on top of James Leroy's head, and then prayed and prayed and prayed. He prayed up a blue streak for James Leroy, and the whole congregation joined in with great enthusiasm. After a few minutes, the preacher removed his hands, stood back and asked, James Leroy, how is your hearing now? And James Leroy answered, I don't know. It ain't till Thursday.
Big Freddy!
I don't get that. I need you to help me with my hearing. I don't know. It ain't till Thursday.
Big Freddy, I think that just means that the preacher didn't know what the hell he was doing, and he...
Okay. You know, y'all, some are hisses. Some are hisses?
Big Freddy!
Yeah, I guess y'all, I knew that was destined to be a train wreck after Dr. Putz. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely hump day, and that you just do something lovely. Y'all, I tell you what, one other thing I wanted to tell you, Saturday night when I was over there at the Stick It With a Poke in the chat room there, y'all, it was Tristan from up there in the New York City, and y'all, he seems to be doing very well, and y'all, I got an e-letter from Julie. You know, she's worried sick about me, and she says she's worried sick, and that Big Fatty is just too thin. What do you think of that, Daniel, huh?
Oh, poor Big Fatty.
Yes, Big Fatty, you and Dr. Putz.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.